Progressive Democrat David Zuckerman is headed to a second term as Vermont's lieutenant governor. He beat back a challenge by Republican State Representative Don Turner, as VPR's Henry Epp reports.
Zuckerman won the race by a healthy margin, taking about 59% of the vote to Don Turner's nearly 40%. Speaking to a crowd of Democrats at the Burlington Hilton Tuesday night, Zuckerman applauded the civil tone of the contest and said his victory sends a message about specific issues.
And Vermonters spoke very clearly that we want to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Vermonters said, we want to clean up the waterways of Vermont. We don't want to keep punting that down the road.
Early in the night, Republicans were hopeful about their chances in the race for the state's second in command, but fairly quickly, it was apparent that Don Turner, a state representative from Milton and the House minority leader, couldn't close the gap with Zuckerman. In conceding the race, Turner also lauded how he and Zuckerman conducted their contest.
I'm very proud that we were able to run a civil, positive campaign that was free of the bitterness we see all too frequently in Washington these days.
Turner's loss came despite his campaign outraising and outspending Zuckerman's by a significant margin. Asked why he thought that didn't close the gap with Zuckerman in terms of vote totals, Turner said there were factors outside his campaign's control.
People are upset, I think, in the country with what's going on in the country, with what's happening in D.C. So I think that that might have been a factor, but I don't know. But I know that Lieutenant Governor has a lot of work to make the rest of the people that didn't elect him happy.
Zuckerman, meanwhile, says the person who will really need to find common ground is Republican Governor Phil Scott, who heads into his second term with solid majorities of Democrats in both chambers of the state legislature.
I think people will really look to the governor to lead on cooperation. When you're at the top, you're the leader of the state. And I hope he sends more of his staff into the state house to work with the legislative committees on these legislative bills long before the end game.
As for Don Turner, he won't hold statewide office next year, and he's stepping down from the legislature. But he does hold a leadership role in his day job, which he says he's happy to return to today as town manager in his hometown of Milton. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.